The member for Hammond, Adrian Petterick, joins me now for a chat about a few things going on around the regions. How's it going, Adrian?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jenny. Good morning, listeners.
So the Mallee Football League is folding. A number of clubs amalgamating. I understand you're a member of the Peak Footy Club and an ex-Border Downs player. So what do you know about all this that's going on?
Well, look, there's been a lot of talk over years, over time, and it hasn't just happened in the last 12 months. I mean, a few years ago, Murrayville were making noises about heading into the Riverland Independent League. But what's happened in recent times, people are having a good look at the sustainability of the league and the fact that to get the kids in the junior and senior colts playing, a lot of teams had to amalgamate on weekends and play in somewhere else other than where the A and B grade were playing just to get a good shot with the junior grades. And so there's been some real issues. I mean, it's all around population decline in the regions, and but you can just have a look at political redistribution of boundaries to see how that works. But there has been quite a bit of discussion over time. We've seen Border Downs, Tintinara, my old club, and I was there 30 years ago when Kanalpin and Tintinara amalgamated. Now they've joined Meningi to be the Coorong Cats. Peak and Caroonda have had some recent discussions, and Peak have had a sustainability committee in for 18 months, and they've looked at the pattern of what families have got children coming up through the ranks through the region, and they've also had very formative discussions with Caroonda on their prospects as well. And at the end of the day, there was a meeting last Wednesday night at Peak where people voted 101-3 to amalgamate with Caroonda and make all steps necessary to enter the River Murray Football League. And so that left Lamoureux and Pinaroo, who I understand are undertaking surveys now as to where they go into the future. There's some word that they might try to join the River Murray Football League as well. So, look, it's a sad day for the Mallee Football League, but look, it's about giving everyone a run on the park, and I think it's a move forward, onward and upward, and it's about still keeping games in those local towns that have been running teams in the past.
Because I imagine sustainability is a tricky thing, even though a lot of people have a desire for community sport.
Oh, look, and I think there still will be plenty of options. I mean, obviously, with the model that I know quite well with what they're planning at Peak and Caroonda is to have home games at each club, and obviously they'll be halved, like it might be four at one club and four at the other. But look, you've got to look at the future. You've got to look at giving everyone a go, and I think it is the best way forward, as much as it is sad to see a league go, but there's been a lot of moves made around by various clubs, and I think it'll be onward and upward, and I think the senior grades will sort themselves out as we move forward. We'll be closer to Adelaide to attract Adelaide players. It will still keep football, I believe, at every town that's been playing football in the Mallee League at the moment. Netball as well. Very,
oh,
very
yes.
Important to include the netball because that follows the football as well. So very important, and that those options are there for the netballers as well.
With us at the moment is Adrian Petterick, member for Hammond. Now, it has been a little while since the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, but we haven't had a chat since then, and I understand you're a monarchist, and it's been quite a sad thing for you to think about.
Well, it has been a sad thing, and we had speeches last Tuesday in the Parliament on celebrating the Queen's life, and what great service, 70 years plus, and working right up to the day she passed away. And you just got to look at that service, not just when she was Queen, but during the war years, when she worked as a lorry driver and trained as a mechanic in the Citizens Army in London during the war, and wanted to be involved to make sure that she did her bit for the war effort. But look, just exemplary service for 70 years, and I don't think we'll ever see it again. And just privileged to see her reign for that long. I didn't see her for the whole 70 years, but very sad to see her passing. With King Charles coming on, long live the King.
Yeah, so do you think, I mean, a lot of people were very warm about the Queen, and maybe there's a bit less enthusiasm about the King. Do you think that could hamper Monarch's chances at maintaining the monarchy into the future?
Well, look, I think it'll keep going into the future, and it's been interesting with King Charles and his ascendancy to the throne that a lot of people have warmed to him very quickly, and so... Look, I think the monarchy will be around for a long time yet, and my position is if it's not broke, why would you want to fix it? But look, even if people want to have the debate about republics and that kind of thing, but I think we have a great Westminster system style of government, and we need to move along with that and keep it in place. But look, if people want to have the debate, that's fine as well.
Adrian Pederick's with us, the member for Hammond. We've received a message from Olivia from Callington, who heard us talking about the importance of teaching children how to swim in the local news the other day. She has a three-year-old desperate to learn how to swim and paid for private lessons and has been trying to get into the Murray Bridge pool, but it's been closed for so long, this hydrotherapy pool. I understand she's contacted you. So what do you know about this situation and the pool itself?
Well, the Murray Bridge heated pool has been in place for many years as a hydrotherapy pool and used by a lot of people with orthopaedic surgery and that kind of thing. I mean, I used it myself nearly 10 years ago with a hip replacement operation. And the issue is that there's so many people that can't access it now because it has been closed during COVID. And, Ed, yes, when we were in government, we closed it in November last year, but we were protecting against the Omicron virus of COVID. And I've been getting lots of inquiries from people that obviously want to keep accessing the pool for that hydrotherapy. But the Minister Picton, says, oh, well, it needs maintenance and there's too many people are getting COVID in the Murray Bridge and surrounding areas. Well, COVID, I believe, is certainly starting to tail off. We've got different management controls around COVID-19. And I believe the pool should be opened up. I've asked questions of the Minister in the House and I've received an email from him saying, well, it won't be open till there's less people with COVID in the community. But I think it's a vital service that needs to be done and needs some maintenance in there on the roof. And I think there's a leak in the water system there for it that needs to be remedied as well. But look, it's a great service for people that have had those orthopaedic operations and need those water therapies. And I will keep pressuring Minister Picton and the government to get it open as soon as possible.
Now, a big weekend in the Murraylands. What did you get up to?
Well, it was a big weekend in the Murraylands and great to see the pedal pre back in town with, I think, over 130 vehicles in that, human-powered vehicles, and many hundreds of people there. And the Murray Bridge Show, of course, and they had over 4,000 patrons over 2 days. And I've been going to the Murray Bridge Show all my life. And I tell you what, the new committee have done a great job because I reckon it's the best show I've ever seen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So well organised, so well put together. The signage was great. The plan of where all the tents, the caterers and where everything was and obviously with the sideshows and the food stalls, I think they did a magnificent job putting that on. And look, it was a busy weekend, obviously with the AFL Grand Final in the background as well, but I don't think that took too many numbers away. It was just great to see people out and about, both at the show and the pedal pre. I mean, two huge things that always seem to be on at the same time in Murray Bridge.
Beauty. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Adrian Pederick.
No worries. Thank you.